Hello, this is Anviti and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, September 19th. Coming up in today's episode, Telugu choreographer Johnny Master arrested in sexual assault case as Me Too storm rages through Mollywood. BJP releases Haryana manifesto. Ministry of External Affairs react to US summon in Gurpantwan Singh Pannoob's alleged murder plot and Canada tightens visa norms. First up, Telugu choreographer Johnny Master has been arrested after a 21-year-old employee accused him of sexual harassment over several years, including when she was a child. Johnny Master has worked in several big releases such as Bahubali and Pushpa the Rise and is quite known in the Telugu film industry. He has been suspended by the Telugu Film Chamber of Commerce and a workers' union. Master was taken into custody in Bengaluru and will be shifted to Hyderabad, NDTV has learned from sources. On Tuesday, actor Jhansi, the chairperson of the chamber's panel to probe sexual harassment claims, told NDTV the allegations against Master of rape and criminal intimidation will attract charges under the stringent POCSO or Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act. The young woman has said that she first met Master at an event in 2017 and 2 years later he offered her a job as an assistant choreographer, which she accepted. The alleged assault took place subsequently, including once at a hotel where Master and she, as well as two other male dancers, were staying during a show in Mumbai. The woman has also accused Master of threatening her with physical violence if she filed a complaint, and that he mentally harassed her during photoshoots and rehearsals. He reportedly even forced her to convert and marry him despite being married already. On one occasion, she said, both Master and his wife entered her room and slapped her. Johnny Master is also a member of actor-politician Pawan Kalyan's Janasena, which is allied with the Telugu Desam Party of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. The Janasena is also a part of the Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance at the centre, but the party has asked him to stay away from its political events at this time. Amid rumours he has also been expelled, Master told media that this was not the case and that he had no issues complying with the party's leadership instructions. Popular actors and directors like Niven Pauly, Jay Surya, Mukesh and Siddiq all face multiple charges of assault or rape and are being investigated by a special police team set up by the Kerala government. This was formed in the aftermath of the release of Hema Committee report, which studied a systemic case of repeated sexual assault, harassment or intimidation of women in the Telugu film industry. However, all of them have denied the claims and labelled them as baseless. And next, BJP National President J.P. Nadda has released the party's manifesto for the Haryana Assembly elections. The manifesto, which is titled Sankalp Patra, has multiple promises including ₹2100 a month to women under the Lado Lakshmi scheme and jobs for Agniveers hailing from Haryana. Mr. Nadda said, and I quote, "For Congress, the manifesto is just a formality. For them, this document is just to fulfill a ritual. For them, this document is to deceive the people." What was the image of Haryana 10 years ago? The image of Haryana was that of getting jobs on the basis of kharchi and parchi. Haryana is known as a land of scams. However, for us, Sankalp Patra is very important. We are serving Haryana non-stop. He added that the state has changed under the BJP leadership and claimed that in 2014, the state's per capita income was 1.37 lakh, which has now increased to rupees 3 lakh. He also said that in terms of export, Haryana export was around 68,000 crore and has now gone up to 2.5 lakh crore. Some other key promises made in the manifesto include cooking gas cylinder at rupees 500 under Har Ghar Grihini Yojana, 10 industrial cities on the line of industrial model township Hargoda, scholarship for Haryana students belonging to SC and OBC in any government medical or engineering college in the country. Also, a promise for MSP or minimum support price for 24 crops. MSP has been a long-standing demand of farmers from Punjab and Haryana especially, and were the cause behind one of the longest-standing agitations in the country. And next, a US court summoned to Indian government over Khalistani terrorist Gurpantwan Singh Pannoom's civil suit, alleging a plot to murder him was quote-unquote completely unwarranted, the Ministry of External Affairs has said. In a news briefing this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri was asked about the summon by the US District Court for the Southern District of New York. The summon names the Government of India National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, former RAW Chief Samant Goyal, and RAW Agent Vikram Yadav and Indian businessman Nikhil Gupta, and seeks a reply within 21 days. Quote, "When these issues were first brought to our attention, we took action. There's a high-level committee engaged in this matter," the Foreign Secretary said. He also added that this was a completely unwarranted case, claiming, "I invite your attention to the person who filed this," adding that Pannam's antecedent is well known and that he is from an unlawful organization. Pannam heads the radical Six for Justice group and is known to put out incendiary speeches and threats against Indian leaders and institutions. New Delhi designated him a terrorist in 2020. In November, the UK newspaper Financial Times reported that the US has thwarted a plot to kill Pannam, who holds dual citizenship for US and Canada. Officials in the Joe Biden administration later confirmed the claim. In its first response back then, the External Affairs Ministry said, "It is a matter of concern," and stressed that India has launched a high-level probe. In May this year, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said India is investigating the matter, but stressed that it would not impact the upward trajectory of India-US ties. Quote, "The United States brought to our attention certain information in good faith because we also believe in some of it has implications for our own system," he had said in an interview to PTI. Breaking from breaking news, Indians are rushing to invest in Greece under the Golden Visa program. Launched in 2013, Greece's Golden Visa program offers residency permits in exchange for property investments, making it an attractive option for non-EU citizens. Its initial €250,000, which is roughly 2.2 crore rupees threshold, was one of Europe's lowest, drawing significant investment and boosting Greece's real estate market. However, the surge in demand has pushed up the property prices, particularly in high-demand areas like Athens, Thessaloniki, Mykonos, and Santorini. To address this, the Greek government raised the investment threshold to €800,000, which is now approximately 7 crore rupees for properties in this region, effective September 1, 2024. Before the law changed, many Indians invested in properties under construction with completion timelines for 6 to 12 months. Leptos Estates reported selling out its available residential stock in Greece due to the surge. Now, back to news. In a bid to bring down the number of temporary residents in the country, Canada on Wednesday announced to further reduce the number of student permits it will grant to foreign students. It has also tightened its foreign worker rules, a move that will impact many Indians. Quote, "We are granting 35% fewer international student permits this year, and next year the number is going down by another 10%, unquote, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted on X. He added that immigration is an advantage for their economy, but when quote-unquote bad actors abuse the system and take advantage of students, they need to crack down. The changes would also limit work permit eligibility for spouses of some of the students and temporary foreign workers. The announcement comes at Trudeau's Liberal government is trailing in the public opinion polls ahead of the federal elections next year and is seeking to reduce the number of temporary residents, including international students and foreign workers. In January, Canada had placed a two-year cap on international students. According to Statistics Canada, the biggest jump in immigration numbers come from temporary residents, especially students and workers whose ranks have doubled in just 2 years, from 1.4 million in the second quarter of 2022 to 2.8 million in the second quarter of 2024. Canada is among the favorite destination for Indian students according to the Indian government's data released last month. About 13.35 lakh students are studying abroad, with about 4.27 lakh in Canada. Between 2013 and 2022, the number of Indian students moving to Canada to study has seen a massive rise of 260%. According to a Reuters report earlier this year, about 40% of overseas students in Canada were from India. The Canadian government's move to cut international student work permits will now make Indian students choose other options such as US, UK or Australia. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV. your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.